January 07. January 08, I mean. In the decade before his death, our son Nicholas Heine sailed widely, not only with us in cruising boats, but in craft as varied as the Lowestoft trawler Excelsior, the Ocean Youth Trust's John Lang, and the big square riggers of the international fleet. It was on one of these, the Dutch Europa, that he sailed the Pacific in 2002, enrolled as a deckhand for 6 months to Micronesia, Japan, and Korea. He always meant to write about it, but was modest about his work, so we had no idea that he had already done so much. When we found his logs and transcribed them, they proved to be evocative and lyrical, workaday and mystical, moving unself-consciously from visions of eternity and a full moon to comments about seizing and splicing and sewing and sorting out the ship's rubbish, then back again to the eerie dreams one has at sea, the nights under the stars, the awe, and his lines to a crewmate, "We two, like horses on the waves, ran through the canyons blue, and all that lonely sailors crave was running round with you." As I've said elsewhere, there was at first no intention to publish. It was Professor Duncan Wu, his Oxford tutor, who persuaded us that this log and the rest of the journals would not be some mawkish private memorial, but a genuine legacy, a set of writings worth reading for their own sake. So we did it, and I can't be sorry. Any sailor would want to read about the howling tangle of a sudden gale, the quiet moments in the Pacific, or the approach to Pohnpei, he calls it the least lonely nowhere in the world, where great ships of the modern superpowers cross and spars of cloud rise from a rainforest laced with ruins of the old superpowers. Anyone who's arrived at dawn after a long passage can join his crew as he writes, "We look drowsily towards the shadow land, hot cups of coffee melting into our hands, anticipating ends and beginnings," before reluctantly tying up the sails, as, after weeks of quiet, the sound of engines began to fill the world. Editing the book has made me reflect a great deal on why it is that sailors down the ages have so often written well and movingly. Even the least educated of them, think of the marvellous poetry from Merchant Seamen in the Marine Society Journal, or that vigorous letter from one of Nelson's Trafalgar ratings, the lad who wished he was back at his plough, but recollects how "my fingers were shot off, but I did not miss them till I wanted them." Think of the wealth of sailing memoirs, seamen's journals, and the output of professional writers who went to sea seriously or mixed with those who did. Yes, of course, there are dull and inhibited cruising accounts, but think of Conrad, Slocum, Masefield, Ransom, a thousand others. There are two reasons, I think, for the literary ability of sailors. One is obvious and one less so. The obvious one is that in human imagination, the sea in its vast, perilous beauty has always been a metaphor for infinity. Before flight, seafaring was man's only way to step into another element, and it remains a more intimate and moving experience than most flying can ever be. As the Bible says, "They that go down to the sea in ships and do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders on the deep." Even without religion, the wonders are there all right. But the other reason is that sailors need to write logs. Even if you go on to write a more detailed journal, that daily discipline of a sea log offers a tremendous training in accuracy, simplicity, comprehensibility, honest recording, and not least actually getting down to the job of writing. There's no room for jargon, pretentiousness, or overwriting. In Nicholas's works, each day is plainly told, with its mixture of marvellous sights and tedious maintenance, sunsets and seizings, conversations and tensions, and shifts in the weather. The sea made him a writer, as it has made countless others down the generations. It's a proud tradition for anyone to stand in. And The Silence at the Song's End by Nicholas Heine is published by www.songsend.co.uk.